So welcome back. We're going to continue our discussion here about social media marketing. This is actually lecture number two. We started last time with just a basic introduction to social media marketing management and some of the more critical foundational concepts that are associated with it. This time we're going to get a little bit deeper into what does good social influencing look like. And we're going to talk about several different things here. Influencing leads to be engaged more with you and with your ministry or with your business. We're going to talk about influencing leads to become traffic to your website to get additional information. And then we're going to talk about influencing leads to mindshare. Social influencing, so increasing engagement, increasing website traffic, increasing offer awareness, in other words, promoting coupons and sales, that type of thing, growing retargeting lists. Retargeting, if you're not familiar with this, is where they land on your website and there's a pixel that your website transfers or a cookie that it transfers from your website to their computer, and you're able to, as they go on the internet, like to Facebook or to Google or any of these different websites, they pick up on the fact that that cookie is there, and you can start broadcasting your message across many different websites on the internet. That's what retargeting is all about. It's kind of complicated, but very powerful capability. Using content segments to retarget with a relevant ad. So again, this whole issue of bouncing or landing on your website on a specific page tells you that they're somewhat interested in the content or the subject of that page. And what you do is you create specific pieces of information that you can put on Google or you can put in Facebook or some of these other places, and when that particular person goes to Facebook, they go to any of the websites that might work with Google, all of a sudden a message that complements your web page starts showing up in front of them. And I'm sure that if you've been on the internet, you've noticed that if you've visited a website, all of a sudden you start seeing ads across the internet for that specific item. That's the result of retargeting, and that capability exists. And it's very easily accessible for you as well. So what are some of the influencing metrics that you need to be paying attention to track towards success? Site engagement rates. And there are, if you use Google Analytics at all for your website, it'll tell you how much time they're spending on your website. Is it 20 seconds? Is it 2 minutes? Is it 5 minutes? Another key bounce or another key metric for engagement rates is the bounce rate. In other words, if somebody comes in on your website and they look at one page and they leave, they're not terribly engaged. And that is measured in the bounce rate. That's what bounce rate is tracking. So traffic by channel. Channels here are referring to Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Each of those would be considered a social media channel. And if you are tracking the traffic to your website, you have the ability through Google Analytics to say, well, yesterday I had X number of people who came to my website from each of these different channels. And it can tell you very quickly where you need to be spending your time. If nobody's coming to your website from Instagram, well, you're probably not going to spend a lot of time there, or you're going to try to figure out why. Offer awareness is another thing that you're going to measure, because you want people to be aware of your offer. And each of these social media channels gives you the ability to measure how many people are seeing your offer, and they can tell you how many people should see your offer as well as how many people did see your offer. Retargeting list growth. We talked a little bit about how many cookies your website is putting on other people's computers. to track where they are on the internet, that kind of thing, and keep blasting your message in front of them off of these different websites. And there's a list that you build as based strictly on how many people hit your website and got that cookie downloaded. That number is counted by Facebook, by Google, and the other people that offer this retargeting capability. And you want to track how much that list is growing. We talked a little bit about some of the four foundational concepts here of social media marketing, the listening, selling, influencing, and networking. And what we're going to talk about here is earning media mentions, developing strategic partnerships as one of our goals of implementing a strong social media campaign. What does good social, that was all part of that part on that circle that relates back to the social networking. So what does good social networking look like? It leads to a lot of connections, and networking connections in particular that can move your needle. And by moving your needle, a corporate or a business environment would probably measure, that needle would be measuring sales revenue or might be measuring profitability. In a ministry situation, how many people month over month or week over week are attending worship services, kind of a thing, or participating in groups during the week? Some of the networking goals that you might want to work towards in a social media situation. Media mentions. How many people in traditional media, or how many traditional media outlets, I should say, are picking up the fact that you're doing what you're doing? And we're talking broadcast media, cable media, we're talking print, even blog-type situations. Developing strategic partnerships with people who are doing things that complement what you're doing, whether it's a corporate situation and they have complementary products or complementary services that kind of very nicely dovetail with what you're attempting to accomplish. Or even in a nonprofit situation, developing strategic partnerships with, say, government agencies, for example, that might have funding, but they don't have the feet on the street that you've got. So some of the metrics that you're going to want to measure in a social media networking campaign are the number of inbound links that your website has from other websites. And this is all information that's pretty readily available if you're tracking your metrics for your website using Google Analytics. You'll be able to track that very easily. You're also going to pay attention to the number and specifically the description of the different media mentions that you're getting from traditional media like newspapers, radio, television, cable broadcast, even other digital things such as blogs from other people, influencers, that type of thing. And you're also going to want to pay attention to any description or any new strategic partnerships, strategic relationships that you've established with other organizations or other individuals. One of the next things that we'll deal with here is generating leads, email lists, acquiring customers. That goes back to this circle on here about social selling. Generating leads, email lists, acquiring customers, upsells, cross-sell existing customers, and increasing your buyer frequency. That's all part of that social media selling process. What does good social selling look like? And it's different from an e-commerce situation where you have a web page, you have the standard picture, you got a little description on the right-hand side with the price, and then down below you get into all the intricate details of that particular product. In a social setting, you lead with content. You're kind of always broadcasting relevant articles about that product or about your organization or your ministry or whatever. And as they respond or as these articles, this content resonate with people on social media, the idea is that that media will draw them back to a specific page on your website or to a home page on your website. You're going to want to embed offers in the content, and this is actually a pretty cool strategy because you could be talking to somebody about how to decorate their house for the holidays kind of thing, specific, maybe the dining room table if you're having people over for a holiday dinner, and you could give them tips on how to do that, and as part of that article, that you have images and photographs with, you could say, well, I bought this centerpiece at such and such a store. Here's the link. Well, of course, that link goes back to your website, right? Retargeting with relevant ads. We talked a little bit briefly about retargeting. But that retargeting will take them to a specific page that will present them with an offer. If you send me X amount of money, I'll send you this. Or you could have a more of a soft sell, like, hey, we're having a special meeting about this particular topic at such and such a location on such and such a date, and here's where you go to sign up for the meeting. Relevant ads that take them to a relevant sales funnel. And this is a sales funnel is somewhat similar to that value journey diagram that we talked about earlier, but it starts the process. If it's more than a situation where you just present them with a web page and say, here it is, pay me money and I'll send you this product, maybe you have a situation that is a little more complicated and you might need to contact them two or three times before they will get to a decision to do business with you. And generally, as the price of a product or service goes up, the more times you'll need to contact them to make the sale. And that's why we refer to that extended process as being a sales funnel. And that's what we're talking about here. Lead with a lead magnet. I did mention earlier in one of the modules, lead magnets are some sort of an item that has value. Usually these are digital downloads, like a PDF report or a book or whatever, that they can download typically for free. And free as in that they don't send you any money. It's not actually free because what's happening is you at a minimum are going to get their email address, quote unquote, that you're going to send this lead magnet or this object to them. And like I said, this is generally, most times it's a PDF style report that's very formatted. It contains a lot of valuable information. There's minimal sales type stuff in there. It's just packed with a lot of information that people who are selling a house may very well want to get a report, a detailed report on all of the house sales in the last year in their immediate area. That's an example of a lead magnet. There's typically almost always no cost associated with a lead magnet.